Shvius, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. The Mishnah now considers the important question of when, after Shemitah is over, is one permitted to purchase vegetables and produce in the marketplace. The problem, of course, is that the second after Shvius is over, there couldn't possibly be fresh produce from the farms that are permitted, because such produce takes some time to get there. And if it was there from beforehand, that means it was picked on Shvius, and that would make it usur. So that's the problem. The consideration that is the impetus behind the desire to be lenient here is because people need food, and Shemitah's just passed now, and we don't want to make undue excessive restrictions on the food supply. So the Mishnah says, Me'emasai muto adam likach yarek b'motzei Shvius. From when is it permissible for a person to purchase a vegetable when in the eighth year once the Shvius year is over? The Mishnah answers, Mishayase kayotzebo, as soon as such produce is available, if it's reasonable that it could be there. Now, Asa ha-bakir, hutter ha-afel. This means, not translating literally, it means if anywhere in the region there are early ripening crops, one can assume, one is permitted to assume, that the food in his local marketplace came from those first ripening vegetables, and even though it's unlikely, one can assume and that it's true, because it's possible. So the word bakir is like the word bikurim, for example, first fruits. It means that the first producing fields, and afil is connected to the word like afel, darkness, meaning their shaded areas perhaps that are late in ripening. So the point is, even if in your neck of the woods green peppers haven't yet been ready to be picked, but if in other neighborhoods or in other fields not too far away there are already ripe green peppers, one can assume that the green peppers that are in your local marketplace were brought in from those more distant fields. One may do that. Rebbe is more lenient yet. Rebbe is hitir. Rebbe permitted likach yarek b'motzei Shvius miyad. Rebbe said any vegetables that one finds in the marketplace, one is permitted to purchase as soon as Shemitah is over. Now, Rebbe's point is that he allowed for vegetables to be imported from Chutz La'aretz, and vegetables that are imported from Chutz La'aretz, of course, have no Shemitah restrictions whatsoever. So since there is a great supply of vegetables from Chutz La'aretz already in the food supply here, one can assume, one is permitted to assume, and describe the vegetable that he's purchasing here to be from Chutz La'aretz. As a matter of practical halacha, so vegetables that are picked in the Shemitah year are always going to be considered to have Kedusha Shvius, and actually will be Asr because of Svichin, and the ones that are picked after Shemitah, of course, are permitted and don't have any restrictions. In the marketplaces today, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also labeled very clearly what is Yivul Nachri, what is produced by non-Jews, what has been imported from overseas, etc.